This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 7 of our podcast. My name is Matthias and alongside me is Christopher, Bray and Noah. We are your hosts today on the behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing our favourite shoe and dream car?
Fantastic. Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. Do you want to start by introducing yourself properly, Matthias, answering those two questions?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Matthias. I'm 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. My favourite dream car would be a full black Nissan 240SX with underglow. My favourite shoe would be some red and black Nike TNs or black Air Forces.
Very good, very good. Shot my thighs. A lot to take in there. Very cool car, cool shoes. How about you, Christopher?
My name is Christopher and I'm 11 years old from Fairfield School. My dream car would have to be a Nissan Skyline R34 with a grey paint job and red underglow. My favourite shoe would probably have to be original Nike Dunks.
Very nice, very nice. I'll go next, shall I? Hello everyone, my name is Noah, I am 23, I'm not at school anymore. My most recent school was King's High School, one of the best high schools in Dunedin. My favourite, I'll start with my dream car. I don't think it exists yet, I'm going to be boring. My dream car is a car that does not negatively impact the environment, and I don't think electric cars are there yet. I don't know if hydrogen cars are that great, but I think cars are cool, but I think we need different cars. Favourite shoe? It's been a long time since I've been into shoes. I'm going to say my favourite shoes are these really cool football boots. They merge from boots into socks, and they kind of finish a part way up your ankle, and I was really into them when I was about year 8, and I bought some. That's me.
Hi, guys. I'm back. It's Bree. I'm the other youth worker here at Great Green Island Community Network, and I'm 22 years old. Getting old. My favourite shoes is probably, I actually own them, but I love my Converse heels in white. I think they're great, and I really love them.
Hard to keep clean, surely. White shoes?
Yeah, but they look, all my white shoes are more like brown at this point from mud, but that's okay. And then my favourite car, again, I own it. I love my Corolla.
What the?
My white Toyota Corolla. But
Bree,
I miss my
favourite car. You can't, your favourite car company, a Corolla.
I love it. Okay, maybe if it had some mods.
Ooh.
But, I want some
bit of underglow.
Cooler, bit of underglow. I'd love some different tail lights and some, inside glowy stuff.
Oh, nah.
I also miss my sedan version of my Corolla. But that's me.
What happened to the sedan version of your Corolla?
Someone, a drunk driver, hit into it and it got rode off.
Listen, don't drive drunk.
Rip.
Shall we head to our first segment, fellas?
Yep.
Christopher, I think you're kicking this one off.
Welcome to the debate club, but dumb. Where the topics are ridiculous and options are somehow even worse. We're debating the big stuff like, does pepperoni belong on pizza? No prep, no research, just passionate knowledge. Let's debate.
Great stuff, Christopher.
Let's debate indeed. Yeah, today's debate club is actually a bit different. Rather than pitting the two young people against each other, just Matthias and Christopher, in planning this podcast, we decided everyone would be involved and we'd each get a short time, no more than 30 seconds, to defend what you think are the best and worst video games ever. So you're going to have to be pretty concise, sharing both your best, the best and the worst in a short time. And then we'll just, I suppose, as a group, decide who is the best. Unless, Bree, you hate video games enough to be the judge.
I got some.
No? Okay, great. Okay, cool. Well, sweet. We'll decide at the end who is the winner. Would anyone like to go first? Bree has brought the energy, so maybe you should go first, Bree.
Okay. It's going to be controversial. My favourite video game is The Sims because I love making houses and I love playing little families. And it's so fun. You get to make your own little person and just, like, build houses and decorate things. And I love it so much. My least favourite, never played it, but, like, low-key GTA, is that the one where you run around, like, just, yeah. like, with lots of money just trying to do the worst? I just think it's not a good thing of humanity just trying to, like, even fake, just, like, trying to kill everyone and, like, take money. And it's, like, people just doing bad stuff. And I love the movie Free Guy because it, like, with Ryan Reynolds, because it flips it on his head. And I think that's...
Nice.
Yeah, that's me.
That was definitely 30 seconds. We'll come back to it, I suppose. Should we discuss at the end? That was very good. Christopher, 30 seconds.
Favourite game probably has to be Roblox because it's got all the best games inside of it.
Wow.
Like Grow Garden and that. And then worst probably has to be Dress to Impress on Roblox.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Okay.
It's just bad. I've played it once and I just hated it. It went straight to the bottom of my list.
Fair enough. It's okay. Matthias, do you want to go?
All right. Favorite game? I have to go the same as Christopher, Roblox. Because same what he said. But the worst game would be, like, Fortnite. It used to be good.
Get out of here.
Like, now, today, it's gotten a lot worse.
And I agree.
Like, that's sad.
I don't really play it anymore.
That's sad. Thanks, Matthias. Not going to lie, Fortnite was in the running for my best. I'll start with my worst. I think along Bree's lines, there's a lot of games out there that do not promote good things. I think those like Call of Duty type warfare where you're just like literally just destroying people, even though it's a game, not a huge fan of that.
I like
so that'd
it.
That'd be about the worst. Best... Tough one for me. I think there's been some amazing games over the years. Like Sims, I agree. When I was about 10 years old, that was gangster. Fortnite, when I was 14, unreal. Plants vs. Zombies, when I was about that age. How good was that?
What is that game?
You're missing out.
It was good.
Wow. You guys are too young. But I'm going to finish on, hate to be boring, footballer, but FIFA.
Yes.
Those sport games, I love FIFA.
It's so good.
I bought my first console to play FIFA. So I rest my case. Oh, man. Fingers. You didn't see this at home, but fingers pointing at Matthias, fingers pointing at me, fingers pointing... Bree's pointing at herself. She thinks he was the best. If you can't vote for yourself, put your finger at who you're voting for who you think they put the best case forward. You can't vote for yourself. You sure? They're all
FIFA,
pointing at me.
FIFA.
I don't like FIFA, but...
It's good.
I don't really like football.
But you disagreed with my Call of Duty chat.
Yeah, I just don't like Roblox.
Don't agree with me.
And I was the only person that didn't say something Roblox.
Okay, no, actually, I changed my answer.
Oh. Okay. You're allowed to change point. We're going to finish there. Oh.
Last minute change.
Oh, Christopher moves. All of a sudden, everyone has a finger pointed at them, which means it's a four-way tie.
Yeah.
What a debate club. That must be about wrapping us up.
Okay. And that's the end of the debate club, but dumb, where the arguments were strong, but the logic was questionable. Let us know whose side you're on, or just who made the least sense. All right, it's time for cap or no cap, the game where someone tells a wild story and we must figure out if they're spinning facts or just full of it. Is it real? Is it fake? Let's find out.
Nice. So this one's another all-in-one today. Which means not just one of us sharing a story we have to figure out. Let's keep the story short so that we can get through everyone. But our topic, we actually have a topic for Cap or No Cap, and it is a story of when we did, or didn't, if we're lying, crash out.
Crash out.
When we ourselves did or didn't crash out. Would anyone like to kick us off?
I guess I'll kick us off.
Good on you, Matthias. Take it away. Try and keep it short and sweet, and then we'll work it out.
Okay. So, I was playing basketball once, kept missing my shots, and I kept getting mad at my teammates. So, I threw the ball, like, on the ground, and it bounced over the fence.
Damn. That was you crashing out.
Mm-hmm.
What are our thoughts, team? Cap or no cap?
No cap.
Do we want to question him at all? What are you thinking, Christopher?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle. Maybe ask a question to sway you one way.
When was it?
Term two.
Term two? Where did it happen?
On the courts.
He took a while to answer the first one.
Matthias said to me before, he said that basketball's become a passion of his this year. So that's lining up for me. So I'm confident. I'm going to take a punt. I'm saying... no cap. That story was true. That's my vote.
Yeah, I'm going no cap as well.
No cap.
I might go no cap.
We're all going no cap.
You're all right.
Hey, let's go. One from one. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Shot, Christopher. Take it away.
So I was playing football with my friends, and I kicked the ball into the bush, and I raged out to tackle my friend.
Yep. This is hard to believe. Or actually not, because like lots of the times he does crash out. So
Oh, shit.
Called out.
Oof.
Yeah. Called so, out. Yeah, I was saying Christopher crash out. I might have to go.
And it might be you as well. Because you've made me crash out.
It might. Oh. When was it?
It was in the weekend.
Ooh. The weekend just gone.
Yeah.
A fresh crash out.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, this is hard now.
Ooh.
Hmm.
But you do say, Matthias, you've said he crashes out a lot.
Yeah, I've so seen not, him crash out. Okay. So.
But you've seen him crash out, but does he crash out a lot? Those are different things.
It's mostly you. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I say cap.
No cap. You go, Matthias.
I'm going to say... cap.
It was cap.
Hey, let's go. Me and Matthias, two from two. Bree is.
I say no cap. Dang it.
One from two. Do you want to go next, Bree?
Yep. Okay, here is a story. One time, my brother was being really, really annoying. He was just running around, poking me, like yelling at me for no good reason. And so we went and, like, we were just at the dinner table, and I just dragged his chair and just, like, well, not dragged his chair, I just, like, pulled him off it. No, pulled the chair down, you know? And Mum told me off quite bad later.
I can relate with my sister.
Cap or no cap,
yeah,
guys.
Sounds very believable. I like Bree's younger brother, but I can definitely see him being annoying.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Oh, this was ages ago. He was 6. He's 17 now, but he was like 6 at the time. I would have been like 11, 10, 10, 11. Yeah.
Any questions from you, Matthias?
Nope.
No. All right, let's cast our votes. I'm saying no cap.
No cap.
I'm going to go. I'll go no cap as well.
You're all wrong. My brother is really annoying, especially when he's younger. He's a bit better now, but...
Not a
true
story.
Yeah, I just made that up right now off the top of my head.
Dang it. I bet something very similar happened.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
She did a good job making it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, she did. Hey, we don't have enough time for my story, which is okay. We need to move on to our next segment. Do you want to round us out, Christopher?
All right, crew. Welcome to the tier time. This is where we take some like snacks or movies and rank them from absolute goat
status
to stuff you wouldn't only touch. If you were
stranded
on the desert island, it's completely
scientific. And extremely serious.
And also 100% made up by us. Let's build that tier list.
Nice,
we're doing some tier lists today, team.
Tier list of basketball shoes. We're actually going to set Matthias and Christopher against myself and Bree. Matthias and Christopher are passionate about basketball shoes. Bree and I, probably not.
No, nothing.
We've got 10 shoes. These are the most popular shoes of 2025. We're going to tier them from S at the top. What does S mean? Super?
Super good.
Down to A, B, C, D. You'll hear a bit of paper ruffling about, no doubt, at home. That's just us setting up our tiers.
And also, D is delete the shoes.
Oh, okay. D's delete the shoes. Cool. All right, Brie. These ones.
Should we get started?
Wait, this I've got the names on the back.
This is 2025 shoes?
Yeah. The Antikai 2s have, like, fluffy, like, that's not a basketball shoe.
KDs?
Surely that's delete.
These KDs?
Ooh.
I like the purple, but I would agree with from the fluff.
Yeah. They're all weird.
What do you guys, are we doing the same shoe at the same time?
Oh, yeah, one cool. Time. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so we're going to, so you guys also have a look at the Antikai 2s, to the fluffy ones.
Where are you putting those?
Oh, my God.
I'm putting that at D.
We're in agreement off the bat.
I'd like to, next one with the Nike K, is it KO 18s?
Oh, KD, Kevin Durant.
You can't write Nala. KD, where are we,
you can't read.
Where are we putting these, team?
KD's pretty,
I like
awesome.
The color. I don't like the colorway. Doesn't look all right.
The pattern's all right.
It's not too bad, like the last one we did.
Yeah. Okay, kind of basic.
I'm going to put it at C.
We're putting them at B. We're putting them high. You guys choose the next one.
Okay. Nike A1s.
Bree loves the A1s.
I love these.
They do look nice.
Is it the colour?
Yes.
No, what?
Is that pink?
Yeah, it's pink.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Bree? A or S?
A or S. They're pretty tidy. You can make the final ones. You make the final call.
They're going to be our first S. Super.
Oosh.
Do A.
We're going to put A. I don't like the colorway.
B.
I'm going to have to put it with
C.
We don't like pink.
Wow, okay, fair enough. Well, I'm wearing a pink hoodie. So next we're looking at the Adidas Harden Volume 9.
James Harden.
They are ugly.
Why does it look like the colour from somebody in a movie?
These look like the Adidas Foam Runners.
I don't love the green. I like the teal colour, but I think this is going straight to D for us.
What's that movie character that wears?
Control Alt Delete.
Purple. Huh? No, Legends. Purple and blue.
Where are you guys ranking that?
Gonna have. Oh.
C? I wouldn't wear them, but yeah, C.
Yeah, another C.
Yeah. We're doing pretty big C's.
What's next, boys?
The Curry Fox one.
Curry Fox.
Steph Curry.
One.
Very nice.
Not bad.
Probably
that's an actual clean.
Yeah. A for us. What? Where does the fox come from? Is it the brand?
Yeah.
I think so.
I can see the pattern on the fox.
Yeah.
Very
I'm
nice.
I'm going to put it at
B. We'd better keep moving through them quickly, fellas. Yeah, still B. Five to go.
I'm
going
to put it at B.
What are you we pick. Looking at, Nick? We pick.
Me? I'm going with the Regora AR2s.
Oh.
Quite nice shoe.
I feel like I wear these on the netball courts.
Yeah, nice blue. Is it blue?
Yeah, blue and pink.
Blue and pink, beautiful. Beard, right up the
We're
top.
We're going up to S for those because.
Do A.
Will be.
Four
A.
Shoes left.
Right, I would wear
what are we going with next, fellas?
We're going to do Adidas DON.
Issue 7.
Yeah.
Cool colour, but.
The style.
I would wear
weird.
Them in like.
I beef.
A sunset.
Weird. B, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, B.
B for us.
I like the colour, but the style's not as.
We're going to look at the Adidas Dame X next. Also,
Damien. It's odd C. They're not that not awful, though. B, you'll see.
Do
I'm. Who? C.
Yeah, do C.
No S tier shoes for you guys.
Oh, we'll probably be coming.
Well, it's next.
How about could we change?
Yeah, do one swap at the end.
Yep. We always
do
what are we looking at next?
We're gonna the Puma Stewie 4.
Oh, pretty cool. Colour going on.
I like Puma.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like them. I'm not sure about the shoelaces.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's a bit much going on there.
Like cotton
Noah's colourblind, so.
Valid.
Why does it look so shiny?
Another B.
Yeah, we'll put it.
Another B for us. And last but not least, the Jordan Luka 4. Pretty nice shoe.
I like Luka's. Jordan Luka, what? One.
Two great players.
Two Pinkford Mathias.
Surely an A.
I reckon an A for us.
We'll put it at B.
B, yeah.
All right, this is your last chance to switch one.
All right, KDs.
No, we're pretty happy with ours. Two S tiers, two A's, three B's, Curries. A C, and two D's.
Mm. Curries.
Yeah.
The Curry Fox. Are they ones?
Yeah.
Curry Fox ones to the top for the boys.
I don't get your S tiers.
That's the thing about this tier list. People are different. They like different things. All right. That's a cool segment.
And there we have it. Our official tier list, locked in forever. Or at least until we change our minds next week. Class is in session. Welcome to Meme School. This is a segment where young people become teachers, breaking down the memeing history and history of the memes, confusing your mum, your grandparents, and that one teacher who thinks Facebook is sus.
Ooh.
Meme School is in session.
I think we've got time to do one meme each, which one you guys have each. To explain to me and Noah because, man, I only just got TikTok back this year.
Wait, did you delete it?
I deleted TikTok all through uni.
Why?
Because it was making me study less, and I would sit in the library on TikTok instead of doing my work. So you guys have to educate us. Noah doesn't even have TikTok these days. So
let's hit it because I've got so much to learn. Quite a lot, but
not TikTok. So have you guys found your memes?
Yep.
You go, Matthias.
All right. So my one 6-7. It's a recently new one.
And everybody says that at our school.
It's like, it's from a song. And then, like, a basketball player started, like, saying it everywhere. And then just got popular.
Oh. Who was the basketball player?
I don't know his name, but people call him, like, TK.
True. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to play it for us?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Is there any swim where you're starting from?
Can't have that, can we?
No.
All right, you play it away.
Play it to the mic.
There you heard it. You might have just heard it. 6-7. Yep. 6-7. Thanks for that, Matthias. I have been curious about that. I want to hear that quite a bit. How about you, Christopher?
Troll a little, troll a lot. Italian brain rot.
Oh.
We'll play it.
Cool. Is there anything else with that, or is it just...
There's more Italian brain rot, but I couldn't find anything like that.
And so what is
when
Italian
do you
brain
say
rot?
Tralala, tralala?
So can I explain what it's like?
Sure.
So tralala, tralala is a shark with... blue Nikes.
Okay.
And it was, don't really know the meaning, but it was viral like last year maybe, and a bit this year.
Cool. Awesome. Very good.
And that's today. Lesson from Mean School.
Congrats.
Congrats. You are now official one step closer to be a...
Fluent in the internet.
Fluent in the internet.
Oh, one step closer with a lot of steps to go. Hey, before we head away, team, we just want to share about an event that the Youth Action Group will be running very shortly. This podcast will be airing on September 18th, which is a day before Clean Up Week, which is a nationwide event, starts here in New Zealand. Clean Up Week, where groups all over New Zealand will be cleaning up their backyards and their areas to make it
nice and pretty. Do you remember, Matthias and Christopher, we did a bit of planning for that at our last meeting together?
Yep.
So we haven't got a date set yet, but look out on our socials, on our Facebook at Greater Green Island Community Network for the event that we'll be running. That's about us for another episode. So over to the boys to head us out.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Wherever you laugh, learn something, or just listen in awkward sentences, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.